You're listening to SBS News.
Australia would be made a more gender-fair nation if parents assigned chores to children equally and schools ran more excursions aimed at developing students' self-confidence. That's the finding of a University of Queensland study that surveyed self-confidence levels among 10,000 12 to 17-year-olds at single-sex schools across southeast Queensland. Co-author of the Hands Up for Gender Equality study, Dr. Terry Fitzsimmons, says researchers wanted to explore why so few women were CEOs in Australia.
When you go back and you have a look at why people's hypothesis around why there'd be differences, a lot of it comes down to gender role stereotypes and role modelling. So one of the things that became obvious straight away is in the girls' schools where we conducted the research, the principal, deputy principal, registrar, all of the heads of department are all women. And so the girls are seeing strong leadership role models. And of course, the positions of student leadership are held by women as well. So all of the examples and role models disconfirm what they might be seeing on TV or the attitudes that might be prevailing more widely in society.
Numerous studies show girls' confidence levels fall below boys as early as the age of 9, and that gap does not close until they're about 80. But this study found no significant differences in self-confidence between girls and boys at single-sex schools. Dr. Fitzsimmons says similar studies at co-ed schools have found gender attitudes that reflect what is happening in the workplace. He says subliminal attitudes around what girls can and cannot do are more of an issue in co-ed schools in areas such as subject choice and sport.
Now, we've identified that team sport was the biggest contributor to self-efficacy development, but it's well known that girls opt out of sport in adolescence way more than boys do. And that's certainly not something we found in the single-sex schools.
Dr. Fitzsimmons says the survey revealed even in single-sex schools, boys are spending more time relative to girls on outdoor activities and team sports in particular. Parramatta Women's Grade Cricket Club in Western Sydney plays association cricket. It's traditionally a game played by boys, but President Scott Robolt says 2 years ago they decided to take on 12 girls to play in the team with positive results.
We don't segregate between boys and girls. And they give it to the boys just as much as the boys give it to them. But there is that mutual respect that you do get in cricket, where all players do respect each other, and they're satisfied with their results at the end of the day. But yeah, I must admit, the first time we played, the boys all looked up twice when they saw a number 12 girls walk out rather than one or two.
Kesley Myers is an all-rounder in the team. She says it was initially daunting playing against the boys, but she says her confidence levels have increased since playing side by side with the boys.
Definitely it has helped, knowing that you're playing against stronger boys, I guess, and knowing that you're the same age as them and you're capable of doing that, it's really empowering.
The study also found significant differences between the types of chores undertaken by boys and girls, with boys more likely to engage in outdoor chores compared to girls and also more likely to get extra pocket money for doing so. It recommends, along with ensuring equity in the activities and chores girls participate in, parents and caregivers should also ensure they talk to their children about the stereotypes they see in the media to actively try to disconfirm these. Dr. Fitzsimmons' next step is to replicate the study in co-ed, private and public schools. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.